As part of the 50-year celebrations this year of Citizens Advice Bureau in New Zealand, every week, fortnight on Pacific Days, we'll be speaking with one of the amazing managers from one of our CAB centres around Aotearoa for an overview of what's happening in their local community. Today, we go to Christchurch and we're joined now by Kate Verporten, Citizens Advice Bureau manager in Christchurch. Good afternoon, Kate, and thank you so much for your time today.
Kia ora, Brian. No, that's fine.
Well, firstly, Kate, can you give us an overview of the local community there in Christchurch? Firstly, you know, whereabouts in Christchurch you're located?
Yeah, so we have three branches in Christchurch. So we're spread over the beautiful Garden City. And so we've got a branch in Fendleton and a branch in Hornby and a branch in right in the city centre. So, we're really, really spread out so we can cover as much of the city as possible.
And which one are you speaking to us from today, Kate?
I'm speaking from our West Branch in Hornby.
Hornby, great. Now, in terms of Hornby and the, you know, local Pasifika community, do we have a big Pacific community there in Hornby?
The Pasifika community is quite spread out amongst Christchurch. But there are kind of pockets of Pasifika, and Hornby is one of those pockets. So in the west, Hornby, High, those areas. And then to the east, we've got areas such as Aranui, and to the north, you've got Burnside. So about 4% of Christchurch's population is identified as Pasifika.
And in terms of the services from the CAB there in Hornby and across Christchurch, what are some of the, you know, the main services, especially those utilised by our Pacific community in Christchurch, Kate?
Okay, so when we see people coming to us from the Pasifika community, people are really coming to us for help for immigration, consumer issues and workplace bullying issues. So those are the kind of services that we help provide for the Pasifika community.
And in terms of, overall or general services from the wider community at large, Kate, tell us more about that, please.
Okay, so, I mean, Christchurch has a lot of community groups. So there are community groups related to the Pasifika community. And as I understand it, there's also a new health kind of hub being built for the Pasifika community in the city centre.
In terms of the community events and that as well, what do you have coming up on the calendar there?
So there's always events happening around Christchurch, but we ourselves have got some new clinics that I'd just like to talk about that are quite relevant to, I said, the Pacific community. So as I said, one of the top things that people come to see us about is immigration, and we've actually got two new immigration clinics that people can go along to totally free, and they can get real immigration advice. So they can get immigration advice from a lawyer and also from an immigration advisor. So we've just recently launched those, and we're just super excited to tell you about them. And then we've also got a free workers' rights clinic. So as I said, one of the things that Pasifika people we've identified that they come to us about is about workplace bullying, and we've just introduced a whole new clinic to deal with that, with a workplace bullying specialist. So those are some of the things that we've got. We've also got some settlement support seminars. So we have large seminars that people can come along to that are new to Christchurch, and it just gives information about settling into Christchurch and into New Zealand as a whole. And then we've also got our volunteer induction coming up. So if any of your listeners who live in Christchurch are thinking about volunteering, then we've got some spaces.
With the recent floods, you know, last week in Christchurch, how has it been for yourselves at, Citizens Advice Bureau in Christchurch? And have you noticed an increase, you know, in visitors to the centres?
So in Christchurch, we've been pretty lucky. It was quite a lot of the eastern suburbs were more affected, but luckily some of the things that the council have put in place meant that the floods weren't as bad as they could have been. So it's really our cabs that were in the Selwyn district and going on to Ashburton and Timaru that were quite badly affected. But we luckily just had a few puddles.
In terms of, you know, face-to-face visitors, on average, how many do you get coming into the centres across Christchurch, you know, in any given week on average there, Kate?
So our face-to-face clients' interactions are quite small compared to internet and phone. The majority of people tend to phone into us. We find it does differ across the branches, but about 80%... 70 to 80% of our interactions can be over the phone. However, if you do look at the stats for Pacific Peoples, that actually goes up. So for 40% of our Pacific clients, they see us face-to-face.
And age demographic, do you tend to have, you know, a larger percentage of, say, like maybe older as opposed to younger? Or how does that work?
So overall, we get the ages between 30 to 49 are the main ages that people seek advice from us, and it tends to be the majority is women rather than men.
Okay. utilising those wonderful services, of course, that CAB provides as well. Now, 50-year celebration, how long have you been with CAB, Kate, and what is it that you love about working for this amazing organisation?
So I started off as an admin assistant about a year and a half ago. So I've only been manager for about 8 months, but I think that it's just one of the best organisations in terms of the help and support that it can give to people throughout the different backgrounds, ages, ethnicities, and also the dedication from our volunteers and the real commitment that they show to helping people in the community.
Awesome. With that, again, if you could please give us details on how our community in Christchurch can contact one of the three CAB branches there, please, Kate.
Yeah, sure. So each of our branches has its own dedicated number. So if they're in the west of Christchurch, Hornby would be the closest. So the number there is 03349 5236, and we're just in the community centre there. If they're close to the city centre, then we're just on the Ara campus, and our number there is 03366 6490. And if they're in the north of Christchurch, we're based in Fendleton Library, so that's 03351 7804. But there's always the national free phone number of 0800 367 222, and then we've got our wonderful website, www.cab.org.nz.
CAB Manager in Christchurch, Kate Verporten. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Kate. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for the ongoing amazing work and serving our local community there in Christchurch. Thank you.
Thank you.